Okay. So, today, my friends,
we are reading a book called
Bus Stop! And I say it that way because there are exclamation points after the word bus and after the word stop. Like someone is shouting bus and then they're shouting stop. You know what an exclamation point looks like, right? It's the long line with a little dot under it. You sometimes see it afterwards. This story was written by James Yang, and it's read today by Mommy and Choo Choo Poo Koo. That's right. So in the picture, the very first picture, we see a boy, and he's running after a bus. Buses are great big, kind of like, how would you describe a bus? It's a car type thing. It's got wheels.
A rolling thing that carries more than...
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like a van, which could carry a bunch. No, a bus is huge. It can carry lots. And they're usually run by cities, right? Mm-hmm. It's a way for people in the town to get around. Mm-hmm. And the boy says, stop. And then he says, I missed my bus. Oh, how sad. But behind him, what is going on here?
Triangle.
There's triangle people.
That have, like,
they've got like little propellers on their hats.
On their head.
Mm-hmm. And they come by and there is another bus. But whoa, that is... He says...
That is not my bus.
He says, that is not my bus. And for good reason, because when you look at this thing... Sure. That is not my bus. And he's not wrong. Oh, yeah, do you think he should be sad? That is not my bus. Like that? Well, when we look at the bus, it's got super long, long, long legs.
And there's already 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah, there's all these little propeller head people up in the bus. And you kind of have to have a propeller to get onto this bus, right? Because they fly up. To get in this bus. It doesn't have a ladder. I don't know how he'd even get up there. It is too tall, he says, and he does not look happy about it. But look, here comes some more people. And what are you... What, these are cow pokes, for sure, because they...
Can't you just put a cowboy hat on and go onto that bus?
He might... He could have, but no. In this case, you see, he doesn't have a hat on. And he's not wearing cowboy boots, and he doesn't have a big old belt buckle or chaps, any of those things. And will he need it? Let's see. Because the next thing that comes along is actually a covered wagon with, yeah, a covered wagon bus, because it's got lots of seats in it. And it's got a horse that pulls it. And he looks up at the cowboy and he says, this must be your bus. Yeah, who's running to get on that bus, because yeah, it's his covered wagon bus. That's how I would say it if I was a cowboy. But it's definitely not for the boy. He says, it does not look like my bus. Aww. What's coming up next? Sailors. They're wearing sailor suits, and what comes up is no. He looks at it and he says, this does
not even look like a bus.
This doesn't look like a bus. What does it look like? A boat, right? Maybe even a yacht, a cruise ship. It's huge. It's enormous. And all these sailors are on it. And I'm not sure how it's moving on city streets without some sort of water. But there it is.
Maybe
it uses
air.
Yeah. It's confusing. Why is there a big boat? And then he says, are you waiting for a bus too? Because here comes some new people and they are bouncing. It's the funniest thing. They kind of look like bouncy balls, right? Because they have orange and yellow round bodies with little orange hats on.
No, little orange
heads. Yeah, they're bouncing. Mm-hmm. Boing, boing, boing. Looks like they're made out of rubber. And he looks at them and, oh, their bus is a dome. And inside, it looks like a jumpy house, right? Like these are big pillows full of jumpiness. And all the people inside of it look like they're jumping. And he looks at it and the boy says, this looks like a fun bus. Do you think he's going to go in? No. Oh, maybe I should have taken that bus, he says, because now, look, the whole day has gone by, and it's dark, and the stars have come out. But wait, what is this that we see in the picture? Oh my goodness, it is a clown bus, and it has bright colors of stripes of green and orange and yellow. Red and blue, and on in this bus, my friends. What? There are some very strange things. I don't know. Is that a cat or a dog? Or I don't know what. There maybe. I don't know what some of these guys are. But there's maybe. Is this like a pinata or something? I don't know. There's lots of strange looking creatures on this bus, and it doesn't have wheels either, but it does have balloons, and it flies, and he sees it, and he says,
stop, bus.
Mm-hmm. Stop, bus. And then he jumped on board, and now he's flying through the night sky, and he can see the planets and the stars, and it's beautiful.
Stop, bus.
But we can see he's not the only one who wanted on this bus, because here comes a girl. She's got her backpack on and she sees it and she says,
stop, bus.
Bus. Stop. Yep, she's calling out to him. And it's moved on. She has missed her chance, but maybe she'll get his bus. What do you think? It'll come back around. That's the thing about buses in public transit. If you're taking if you're not driving a car, but you're trusting someone else to take you from one place to the next. A bus or a taxi or something like that. If you miss one, then the chances are good that there will be another one that comes along. If you just wait patiently. And that, my friends, is the end. Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.